Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Air check at Hackman's home Wednesday and found the 95-year-old along with his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog. The office says foul play is not suspected. A Trump administration plan to hold off foreign aid is still ongoing, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
At issue, nearly $2 billion in foreign aid payments the administration has frozen. A lower court judge ordered the government to unfreeze those payments by midnight last night. But an order from Chief Justice John Roberts has now pushed back the deadline so the justices can consider the case.
A new White House memo directs federal agencies to prepare for large-scale reductions in staff. President Trump plans to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Washington tomorrow to sign a minerals deal, giving the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. This is ABC News. The EPA says it's completed the first phase of hazardous waste removal from areas of Los Angeles that were devastated by the Palisades and Eaton fires last month. ABC's Tony Cabrera is there.
The EPA says it removed over 300 million tons of hazardous materials. The agency says it was able to do so quickly because it ramped up its efforts, bringing in about four times more teams than they normally would in a fire cleanup. That's about 1,700 workers on site.
Some hair products have tested positive for cancer-causing substances, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Consumer Reports tested 10 of the most popular synthetic hair braiding products. They found cancer-causing benzene, which can cause leukemia with high enough exposure, in three products. They found lead in 9 of the products at levels exceeding the maximum allowed set by California regulators. It's not clear if either of these were identified at levels that could pose an immediate health risk, but in theory, long-term exposure over many years could be a concern.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here, where you live. We work here, where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Get ready to roll for a great cause. The 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament is happening this Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For just $15 per person, enjoy a fun-filled day of bowling, meat raffles, a 50-50 raffle, a dice game, and exciting door prizes. Plus, every bowler gets a free pound of cheese. All proceeds help provide cheese for the local food pantry. Don't miss it. Call Ed at 608-537-2340 for more information. See you Sunday at the 13th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament in Boscobel.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek, modern lamps to cozy, warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra. Are you a first-time home buyer ready to take that exciting step? A conventional loan might be just what you need. With flexible terms, competitive interest rates, and options for as little as 3% down, it's never been easier to own your first home. The Schultz Mortgage Team is here to guide you every step of the way, making the process simple and stress-free. Call us today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify and take the first step toward home ownership. Your dream home is waiting. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making first-time buyers feel right at home.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a weak weather system sliding down across Wisconsin this morning has been causing some sporadic light rain and snow showers, especially over the eastern two-thirds of the state. So we can't rule out a sprinkle today, but for the most part, it should be pretty quiet with at least partial sunshine. Tomorrow, a strong low-pressure area will slide down from northern Minnesota into upper Michigan, keep its heavy snow well north of our region, up around upper Michigan. Could be a few scattered snow and rain showers spinning down across Wisconsin, though, during the afternoon to evening. Also, some howling winds could have wind gusts up around 40 miles per hour tomorrow, so be sure to secure loose objects in your yard and watch out for some scattered damage to tree limbs. We are anticipating quieter weather for the weekend, just a little bit on the chilly side as Canadian air moves in. Should see a good amount of sunshine as well. Warmer conditions will return early next week, but a new storm coming in from the Central Plains will likely bring us a pretty good rainfall Tuesday into early Wednesday. Might even turn over to some wet snow late Wednesday as colder air comes in. So today, look for partly sunny and breezy conditions if a couple of sprinkles are possible. High temperature in the mid-40s, northwest wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 31. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and windy. Isolated light showers are possible later in the afternoon with a high of 51. Southwest wind becoming northwest 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35 to 40 by the afternoon. Tomorrow night, sprinkles or flurries early, breezy with a low of 18. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and cool, high near 30. On Sunday, sunny with light winds, low 13, high 38. Monday, increasing clouds, high 47 with a small chance of a shower by night. Rain on Tuesday, high of 50, and Wednesday rain could turn to snow late with temperatures falling. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature is at 36 degrees. Yesterday's high was 46, and we did pick up 19 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. The morning low today was 25. Record high set on this day in 2024. Just 1 year ago, it was 71 degrees on this date. The record low, 18 degrees below zero in 1963. Last year's high, 71, and the low, 28. Sunset will happen at 5:48 for this afternoon. Sunrise time, 6:40, coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, 36 degrees, the morning high. The winds have picked up a little bit from the east at 10 miles per hour. Barometer is at 2980. No precipitation today. And again, after a low of 25, it's 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Sports. Crunch Time, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation and service. And also sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A preview of some local wrestlers heading toward the state tournament this weekend gets underway actually later today. Details on the local basketball schedule for tonight as well. And the Bucks prepare for another big game with the possibility of being without some starters. Those stories and more in a moment.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee, WRCO Sports. The 82nd Annual WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament, the 4th Girls Individual Wrestling Tournament, will be held in conjunction this weekend. Lots of area wrestlers will be representing our area, including from Riverdale, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, and Lakota Brewer. They'll be leaving Riverdale schools for the state tournament later today. Richland Center will be represented by Ethan Haiti and Madeline Muller. Madeline will be wrestling this afternoon as girls' preliminaries will be wrestled at the Cole Center. It's a different format this year. I talked to Coach Silas Coleman of the Hornets about that.
Yeah, so this year everyone's going to be guaranteed two matches at the state tournament, which I think is great. And so we're going to have that preliminary and that quarterfinal round on Thursday night, where before it was always just that preliminary round. So it'll be nice to have a couple rounds of wrestling in and not make anybody kind of sit until Friday before they get the chance to compete.
I asked Silas about Ethan Haiti's first match.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of have to wait and see what happens. Either have a young man from Whitewater or a young man from Sheboygan Falls. We haven't seen very much of them just with the way of our schedule goes, and theirs haven't lined up at all. I'm confident in Ethan and his abilities, and so I know coming in with the 5th or the 12th seed as his first match, either one of those is going to be tough, and so I just want him to go out and wrestle his best, and I think he'll be okay.
Well, let's talk about the girls' side of things. Great weekend last weekend for Maddie Muller.
Yeah, absolutely. She was one of the first girls that we were able to have out on our team last year. A few years we've had Emma Haiti as well, and her and Maddie were kind of the first two girls that we had, and I remember asking Maddie as a freshman if she'd consider coming out for the wrestling team, and luckily she said yes, and a few years of hard work, and look where she's at, and so I'm really proud of her and the effort that she's put in, and spending time outside of the season wrestling as well, and it's paid off big for her.
What about her matchup in the first round? When will she wrestle the first match, Silas?
So that first round will start at 2 o'clock on Thursday. She'll wrestle in Maddie Peach from Milton. She's a tough wrestler, but you get to that state tournament, everyone's earned their right to be there. And, if you go out there and you wrestle your best, leave it all out there. You never know what's going to happen. I'm confident in Maddie's ability to go out there and wrestle tough. And, we'll see what comes of it on Thursday.
There will be a send-off pep rally at Richland Center High School getting underway around 9 o'clock for Ethan Haiti and Madeline Muller and the wrestling programs. Also, Ithaca Weston will have a send-off around 9:35 this morning at the school as they wish the best of luck to Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman, both seniors. I talked to co-head coach Marcus McCauley about Nolan Waldner and Caden and their improvement.
Nolan, when he was a freshman, I think he had two varsity wins. But then he put in the work over the summer to go to different camps and, do some off-season wrestling and qualified as a junior, won one match, but then lost his next two. But he's had a really good year. He lost to Craig or Minnesota earlier in the year, avenged that loss twice at the conference tournament and then again at regionals. So he's just, looking really well, especially towards the end of the year here.
And Caden Coleman, as a senior, he's shown a lot of improvement this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, Caden's come a long ways, too, since he was a freshman, and he's really turned it on, I'd say, since the bi-state tournament. That was kind of a I want to say a letdown tournament for us, but kind of, you know, we didn't have any day two qualifiers, so it's like, man, what's the rest of the year going to look like? And, you know, he's one of those guys that stepped up and was kind of, he was wrestling 215, but he was kind of lighter and decided to make the drop down to 190, and, you know, obviously it worked out for him, placing second at the sectionals and qualifying for state.
Marcus talked about the different schedule for state tournament.
Yeah, the sectional coaches meeting, they had us watch, it was like 30-minute video about the changes for this year, which I think it's good, you know. We're always talking how we can improve the sport and make it more friendly for everybody, and I think it's nice to see that they're trying to make changes to help grow the sport even more.
You got a shot, not just with Ithaca Western wrestlers, but there are quite a few that you saw at the sectional, probably have seen all year, came through maybe the Scenic Ridge and Rivers, that probably going to be on the podium this weekend, right?
Yeah, yep, and I kind of look through the brackets when they come out, and I watch the reveal show, and, you know, it's always funny because you start conference weekend and you're cheering against these guys, and same thing at regionals, then you get down to state and it's like, you know, your sectional is kind of your team and you're pulling for all those guys down there. And I think there will be a good amount on the podium, and I think there will be a good amount of state champs that come out of the sectional.
A young man that came through your conference, the Pecatonic Argyle wrestler, Aiden Grunenfelder, and I saw where he's wrestled 200 matches. How can that be possible?
The limits, you can only have 50 going into regionals, but it's an incredible feat. I don't care, you know, what your schedule looks like, and, you know, Grant's done a good job of, you know, getting them into tougher tournaments, so him and Orloff can get some tougher matches, and they still, you know, come out on top, and I always enjoy that, and they're two very fun individuals to watch wrestle.
Among the highlights going into state tournament this weekend, that was Marcus McCauley, co-head coach of Ithaca Weston. Fenimore sending Carson Bassett and Siler Zansevich, Tristan Stelt, Nathan Blaschke, and Dalton Wolf. Dodgeville's Shane Rashan, Rhett Spurley, Nathan Johnson, and Hawken Peterson representing the Southwest Wisconsin Conference today. North Crawford Seneca with Jaron Grimsled and Sawyer Swigum, a couple of wrestlers that we have seen through the year. And Iowa Grand Highlands, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Bodie Brockup, and Gavin Hinderman. Good luck to the wrestlers. Bill and the crew will have reports and play-by-play beginning this afternoon, and the full-fledged live coverage coming up tonight at 6 o'clock as well. Also from the area, boys basketball tonight. Viroqua plays at Arcadia, GET at Westby, and DeSoto at Cashton, Mount Horeb at Reedsburg, Edgewood at Sauk Prairie. Hillsboro visits North Crawford. SWAL action, Fenimore at Southwestern, Cuba City at Boscobel, Mineral Point at Iowa Grant, Darlington at Riverdale. And in boys basketball tonight, Prairie du Chien at Lancaster, Platteville at River Valley, and Dodgeville at Richland Center. Merchants Bowling League action from last night. Bubbling Springs had a 30-20 series. AutoZone 29-34. Granite Valley 29-25. Bubbling Springs at 10-35. Gurner Farms at 10-30. AutoZone at 10-24. Jeff Seckman had a 7-64 series. Chase Keller 7-39. Wyatt Detweiler a 6-93. Top game, Jeff Seckman a 279 and a 268. Chase Keller, 276 and a 267. And Jacob Layton with a 257 in the Merchants Bowling League. It is a big challenge. The Bucks will try to bounce back from the 100-97 loss to Houston. They'll have to do it against one of the best in the NBA. The Denver Nuggets are right at the top of the Western Conference, and an argument can be made that they are the best in the league. Milwaukee might be playing without three starters, including Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's listed as probable with his ongoing calf strain. Pat Connaughton and Liam Robbins are out for the game tonight. Basketball last night in college men's action, it was Michigan State over Maryland 58-55. And in state and the WIAC tournament, Platteville defeated Stevens Point 83-73 and La Crosse over Eau Claire 69-55. Badger head football coach Luke Fickell is adding to his staff. Michael Sabine is signed to an assistant special teams coordinator post. Sabine comes to Madison from Florida Atlantic, where he coached edge rushers. He's also worked at Boston College, Ohio State, and Grand Valley State as well. The Brewers lost yesterday in exhibition baseball to the Dodgers 9-3, and their split squad loss to Arizona by a final of 7-1. And in sports from hockey, the WCHA has awarded Wisconsin junior Kirsten Sims and Caroline Harvey weekly honors. Those two were singled out for their performance in last weekend's sweep of Bemidji State. Sims was named forward of the week for the second time this season, and Harvey was named defender of the week for the sixth time. Sims had 6 points in the two wins. The Badgers start the postseason with a best-of-three series against the same Bemidji State team starting on Friday. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
A look at the individual state wrestling tournament set for this weekend in Madison. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
The WIAA Individual Wrestling State Tournament will be held this weekend, with 560 boys athletes and 192 girls athletes competing in one of the crown jewels of the prep sports calendar. Taking place at the Kohl Center in Madison from Thursday through Saturday, more than 340 different programs are represented by this year's qualifiers. There are 14 defending champions in the boys' side returning this year, including a pair of wrestlers looking to join elite company as four-time state champs. In D2, Danny Heiser of Evansville is the top seed in the 157-pound bracket and has three previous titles under his belt. Koji Campbell from Kenosha St. Joseph is looking for his fourth championship as well, seated first in the 126-pound bracket of Division 3, where he is currently undefeated. Only 29 previous wrestlers have captured four state titles. There are 17 boys state qualifiers that are undefeated heading to Madison, along with three undefeated girls wrestlers. One of those girls athletes is New London senior Haley Krieger, who is 46-0 this year and looking to become the first female athlete to win four state titles. A reminder that this is one of the busiest weeks of the prep sports calendar, with girls basketball and regional play, gymnastics and hockey sectionals, state wrestling, plus the last week of the boys hoops regular season. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Thank you, Travis. Coming up next, we have a vintage Paul Harvey program on WRCO Radio. It is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition.
Now, the rest of the story. Bessie Whitehead, fifth grade teacher, had had enough. "Lewis," she exclaimed, "you will stay after class, and you can write on the blackboard 150 times, I am a bad boy." And he did. Now, Lewis was not really a bad boy. He was simply a prankster, a cut-up, a class clown. But as a teen, Lewis fell in love with a bad boy sport, boxing. It was a Paterson, New Jersey neighbor, Johnny Lane, who initially inspired him. Johnny was on the fast track to fame as a prize fighter, tremendously impressed by Lewis's natural ability. "Get yourself a manager," Johnny Lane advised, and Lewis did. His friend Abe Green. And then Lewis picked a striking new last name for himself and started training. Conservative parents would disapprove of his career move, so Lewis beseeched everybody he knew who knew not to tell Mom and Dad. And through 10 triumphant professional fights, nobody did. Then one day, Lewis's Uncle Mike went to Lewis's father. Uncle Mike said, "Hey, I have tickets for the big boxing match in Ringwood tonight." Lewis's father, Sebastian, shrugged, "So?" But Mike went on to explain that though he realized Sebastian was generally uninterested in sports, there was this new fighter, Liu Qing, whom everybody was talking about. Liu Qing, everybody agreed, was coming on strong in the fight game, and he was boxing that very evening. Sebastian, rather than argue with Mike, said okay, he'd go. And imagine his surprise when the fight announcer that night called the name Liu Qing, and into the ring climbed Sebastian's own son. Well, Liu Qing won fight number 11. It was the one the following morning he was destined to lose. For by the time the victorious but battle-scarred boy came down to the breakfast table, his mother, Helene, had heard all about the night before. To Helene's credit, she did not shout, nor sigh, nor cry, but she expressed her sentiments this way. To Lewis, she said, "Do you remember when you were in the fifth grade and Miss Whitehead was very upset with you?" Lewis nodded. "You remember what she made you write on the blackboard 150 times? Lewis remembered. "Well," said Helene, her gaze at once very hot and very cold, "that's the way I feel about you right now." Lewis spared his mother the trouble of repeating the hated phrase. "I am a bad boy," he offered quietly. And that was all anybody ever said on the subject thereafter. It was plenty. Lewis never put on boxing gloves again. But the self-deprecatory sentence that he had had to write so many times on the blackboard for Miss Whitehead was to follow Lewis everywhere he went for the rest of his life. There was no telling what kind of a prize fighter he'd have made, considering his athletic ability and his early success, perhaps a very good one. And yet in another profession he became unique, irreplaceable, one of a kind. Not as Liu Qing, not even under his real name, Lewis Francis Castillo. For once upon a tidal wave of laughter, there was a comedy team comprised of two verbal sparring partners, Bud Abbott and a self-described bad boy, Lou Costello. Abbott and Costello. Now you know the rest of the story.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life. Winter is a time for reflection and preparation in the agricultural community. We salute the collective spirit of farmers, ranchers, and ag workers who use this season to plan, learn, and improve their practices. Their commitment to growth and sustainability is what keeps agriculture thriving year after year. These salutes remind us that the agricultural heartbeat never really stops, even when the world outside is blanketed in frost and winter. This update from WRCO Radio Saluting Farmers is sponsored by Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. Check them out in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Gave
gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Tore down them old two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. In a back row pew, good dirt that the corn grows through, good water that can wash away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down them old two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us. Slow like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, all is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down them old two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Yeah, too good to us. This town's been too good to us.
Dylan Scott on WRCO. Just past 8:30 on a Thursday morning, coming up a tough one today, the trivia question of the day. We'll throw that your way in a few minutes. Here's Riley Green.
Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Just turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way. The first taste of whiskey to be off your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way. To go wine and dine you, that ain't on the menu tonight. Cause I think I need to remind you that your skin on my skin feels just like heaven to me. You look like an angel tonight, but you might want to slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way. My hands are needing your hips.
My hands are needing your help on the first taste. Took me whiskey right off of your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way. Myself strong, oh, but when I get lonely, I do. Your memory gets to burning, lean back on the bourbon. Sure as hell can't keep leaning on you. Looks like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault, yeah, I dropped the ball. You're gone and I'm gone, three seats to the wind. Thinking about all I've wasted on you. Like I'm learning the hard way again. That's why I've been wasted on you.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO Radio. It is now 22 minutes before 9 on this National Chilly Day. I'm always thinking that that's more of a dead of winter thing. And well, we're still in winter, but it's not necessarily the dead of winter anyway. But according to the National Chili Board, it differs from different parts of the country. In Texas, using shredded or cubed beef is the normal, while ground beef is more common in the rest of the country. Other meats like venison, lamb, and pork can be used in place of beef. Onions, tomatoes, and peppers often added, as are beans, which more often than not are red kidney beans. Although Texas purists are against the addition of beans, many in Texas serve chili with beans, and it can be found around the country with them as well. In New Mexico, chili is often made without meat, but with chili peppers and vegetables, and is similar to a stew known as green chili stew or chili verde. Chili is usually eaten in a bowl, but it can be served on top of a hamburger, too. or a hot dog, of course, a chili dog. So there you go. Celebrate a little bit. And coming up, I think it's a pretty tough trivia question today. We'll see how you do with a TV theme quiz.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
8:42, good morning. Yes, our trivia question is coming up in just a little bit. I was talking to our own Joanne Krulutz about Skyline Chili, too. That's another thing on National Chili Day, but in Ohio. And I remember the first time that I went to Cincinnati, somebody said, you got to try the Skyline Chili. And so I expected it to rock my world. And it was, you know, it was okay. I didn't dislike it, but I don't remember it being just like, wow. But I'll tell you where it was good. When I went to a Cincinnati Reds game and had a little Skyline Chili on a hot dog. Now that was a delicious mess. Coming up next here on WRCO, the trivia question of the day, sponsored by TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion. Today, a chance for you to win a great prize from TriStar Gifts and More if you know the right answer. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a bit of a TV theme, and your mission is to try and identify which program this theme belongs to. If you think you know the TV theme or the show that theme belongs to, here's Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
pray more than you breathe, and you just wanna fall to pieces in nights with 2 a.m. calls, where dreams become walls, and you just need a break. A break on me, shattered like glass, come apart in my hands, take as long as it takes, girl, break on me. Your head on my chest, let me help you forget. When your heart needs to break, just break on me. There'll be times when someone you know becomes someone you knew, and you'd do anything. Change it in words you wanna take back, but you know you can't. When the pages won't turn and it still hurts, break on me. Shattered like glass, come apart in my hands, take as long as it takes, girl, break on me. Put your head on my chest, let me help you. Take as long as it takes, girl, break on me. Put your head on my chest, let me help you.
Thurman on WRCO Radio. Trivia time. Well, the problem has been solved. We've gotten the answer. It did take a little while, but Jim Bell knew the answer. Way to go. He wins from TriStar Gifts and More because he identified this as Remington Steel. There you go. Starring Stephanie Zimbalist as Laura Holt and Pierce Brosnan as Remington Steele. That made him a star. Doris Roberts was in there as well. I just always liked her work, and she's in lots of shows. Of course, maybe most famously as Everybody Loves Raymond, and she played one of the moms in Christmas Vacation as well. But anyway, the show Remington Steele, it was certainly an 80s show. We had a couple of guesses for Magnum P.I., which would have debuted about the same exact time. So the themes maybe are a little bit similar. Debuted in October of 1982. Final episode was in 1987 and still rerun today. It was taking a little while, and my next clue would have been James Bond. And, of course, Pierce Brosnan went on to play James Bond in, let's say, about 3 or 4 pictures, I guess, overall. Thanks for playing trivia today. Jim Bell is a winner from TriStar Gifts and More, our Thursday trivia sponsor.
Some people clap on a 1 and 3. Some people clap on a 2 and 4. Some people don't join at all because they got no rhythm, and that's all right. Some people, they drink too much,
Some people don't drink enough. Some people are just like me. I hope y'all forgive them. I'm like Sky, designer gold bands. I'm like Eastside Towns, and Zan. I'm always speaking my mind, and I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend in my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not for everyone. If I was sweet tea, it'd be a bit bitter. If you took a drink, you might reconsider. If I was a church, I'd be hanging with the sinners, talking about Hendrix in heaven. If I was a bar, I'd be a dive. Free jukebox and a double wide. A neon light saying come inside. And I'd be open 24/7. I'm like Scotch inside a girl band. I'm like Eastside Towns, and I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better. It's a wonder I found somebody like me, like you. I'm like Scotch inside a gold band. I'm like Eastside Towns, Van Zandt. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend of my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not for everyone. Yeah, I'm good for. But I'm not for everyone.
We're up to 38 degrees here at WRCO on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer today. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Brock! I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Get ready for an unforgettable weekend at the Still in Yuba. Celebrate the 149th annual Masopust with 2 days of live music and fun. Friday night, kick off the party with karaoke, Doc's Ultimate Entertainment from 8 until midnight. Show off your vocal chops as well and make it a night to remember. Saturday, you can enjoy the Little German Band from 1 until 5, bringing all the energy and rhythm you can handle. Then groove into the night with Sean Shell from 8 until 11. Come for the music, stay for the fun, only at the Still in downtown Yuba. Don't miss it.
WRCO. Happy Trails time coming up, and then some community conversation on the morning show.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie.
again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee saying happy trails. We'll talk again next hour. We'll bring some friends into the studio to have a community conversation on the morning show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. News this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It's 38 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian.